Rabbos of the Taz in Siman Sadi Zion. Still some makaros here. Sivkaton Aleph. Start from there. Sadi Zion, the very last Siman in Hilchos Bos of the Cholof. Sivkaton Aleph. The Mechaber said, "In Loshen Isa B'Cholov, Shemiyavu Le'ochlo in Basar." Says the Taz Aleph, "Vizanire b'meducha shedochen b'absamim u'mishtamshim habsamim hein in Basar hein in Cholov u'pamachas dochusham shum im morok shel shumon avaz." Right, we discussed this. This is a psar of the Rabbanon. V'chakach machzirin also a rote alo avos nearly she also meducha asu ladachba or psamim afilu lechel bebasar shemayava lechel becholav dumi dekan. Can you imagine that? He wants to extend the yisur which is found in Shas Bavli in Psochim. It's quoted by the riff and the Rosh in Chulin. It applies to bread, to other situations where there's a possibility of a michshol, including the simple using of a meducha. You have to kasher it. I feel the yevid also below hechsher. Come on, pass the kan. Whoa, fighting words. I don't believe what the Taz is saying over here. At the Easter of pass, although when Shas is limited to pass, he, the Taz, decided to extend it to any possibility of anything which could be lead to a michshel if you use it for fleshix or milchix, when it's really absorbed the opposite one. That's amazing. The Taz is amazing. This is the chumra of the year. That the chumras, that the din of Chazal, which is itself a chumra, of pas cannot be the milk of the fleshiks, applies across the board. Across the board. This is quite a remarkable chumra that the Taz came up with. Does everyone agree with this Taz? Absolutely not. This Taz is an amazing chumra, and many, many disagree. I will read you from the Sefer that unfortunately most of you do not have in front of you. I feel bad, still feel bad about this. It's a pre-chodesh. Pre-chodesh I have in the back of my Shulchan Aruch. Most of you don't have it in yours, but it's here, it's straightforward. I can read it to you briefly. It gets right to the point. Doesn't mince any words. Kosav Ataz, Adkan. Veloni Hira! How to be bold in that? The first two words. It's not true what the Taz said. No! The Shani Hocha, the Stam Lechem, Osu Lechel, and the Basel, and Cholov. You can have milk and bread. Chazal made a gzeri, you may have it with meat. Avol dvara macherim, kegon meducha v'chayotze, sheyesh mehem yuchadim lebasar, u'mehem yuchadim lecholof. There are fleshik and milk grinders or mortars and pestles, with the case may be. V'chen k'shadokhen atavlin, Dochen atavim shirotzim lechol lebasar b'meducha shel basar, v'atavim shirotzim lechol lecholov, dochen b'meducha shel cholov levado. Afalpi shehu mitchila lo yichado lo lebasar lo lecholov, elo hoisem yuchedes b'samim levad mikol makom shechozer miyachlo lebasar levad mizir zarba. V'im banu lochosh b'samim. You want to be machmir like as the Taz is machmir. Af onu lochosh lekelim. If you imagine this crazy idea, not the kasha from Fleshings to Milchiks, it's a svarity, the pre-chodesh. You don't know about the Mogad Avram, who said exactly that. You shouldn't do it for almost the same reason, you get mixed up. Any role that Dvar Melavikar. Vein lonu ligzo gzeres midatenu, bedavash lo nizka betalmud. Ula yishkach sheyichet kli the boss of yavalach talmud becholam. Kaimach ein lo dimyon the din zeh. If then I'm Muska Batalmud, he's really fire here at the Prichosh. He's very upset at the Taz for making up his own Gzeira is not found in Talmud Bavli. You have no right to do that. Especially where it's logically different. Pass is much worse. He's really upset. He's really upset. Is the Prichosh. Doesn't like what the Taz is doing over here. So, okay, Prichosh is upset. He's upset. What can you do? The Taz said it, he said it. Okay. Question is, well, what do other poskim say about all these things? The Chavis Das, this you do have. Rabbi will say, this you do have. Please open to the Chavis Das here. Sivkot and Aleph. Yes, I'm sorry.
Where we mentioned earlier by the Lechem about if it got cut with something, and then the Darkei Tshuva said that you'd be miachid it for basar or milk. Would that be true according to this Taz? Would that have to work?
I don't know. Could be that it won't work. Right? It could be all this we mentioned at the time. Why is that considered to be milk and bread? Let me tell you, let the cat out of the bag right away. The Lush of the Gemara, you saw it in the Riff and the Rush. What was it? What was the second word in the Lush? Ain was the second word? Lushin. What does Lushin mean?
Need.
The issue is if you need a milchika or a fleshika dough, that's the real issue. And even bread, if it was not included in Ein Lushin, it's not, from a formal perspective, it's not part of Gzeres Chazal. We may have our own reasons to sort of include it, because after all it is passed. But the Gzeres Chazal is Lushin. Let's be real. We'll come back to that a few times later on. Take a look at Rabosai in the Bechavas Das Aleph. It's a good, since you didn't know all the Prichodesh in front of you, it's a good way to see it, an interesting view. Ayin Taz. Then and only then is a butter. The Chara Tamua, the Mabekach. He wants to be more machmir in the Taz. Can you imagine that? Kevon Shah Tavlin and Nikorin Imam Shabasar also Limiti. Who cares that you ground the spices in a fleshika meducha? But you're looking at the spice, you can't tell. Finire, the Hinei Mitzara Tavlin ain't Isser. Kevadimu Otinheim. Meridik. Keturah. What does Keturah mean according to Shitas Rashi? What does it mean? The heter of Pas Keturah. What does it mean?
Shape.
No, that's the riff, it's the shape.
So size.
Size, a small amount. Says the Chavas Das, you want to ask a tablet, it's no worse than Pas itself. Kevadimu Otinheim. Because typically, Shadokhin Kedeli Tain the Toch Basar. Have a kapasmu at the mutter. Yeah. Uve tavlin merubin. Look at what he's saying now. B'yemes osur. Afil v'meducha miyuchedes. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine this chumra? He out-taz the taz. Wow. He out-taz the taz. Then he says, that's the fiat taz. If the taz is right, you have to out-taz the taz. What's his last line in Os Aleph? He gives away his truth, gives true colors. V'apri chodesh, which we saw, v'amichas Yaakov, cholkin, v'kosvu, v'davka v'paskos v'rabonon, v'lo v'shadvarin, what are the last three words in Echavas Das? V'chein nire ikar. So sure, the Echavas Das out-taz the taz according to the taz. But he himself says the Prichodesh is right, the Taz is wrong. Yes.
Based on what Rebbe said a few minutes ago, does that mean if someone needed a dough with something besides milk, but like butter or something else, but that wouldn't be going to the...
No, butter is the same as milk. No, there's no difference. Let me tell you a story. Rabbi Haynim and Shlita is a great story. In Rabbi Haynim's early days in the Star K, he was giving hashgacha on bakeries in Baltimore. Anyone from Baltimore? Any Baltimoreans in the room? No. So, story goes, there was one baker whose challahs was so good that everybody else couldn't compete. And it was just tremendous, just so tasty, it was so good. Rabbi Heinemann was very, very smart, not only in halacha, but in science as well, said, I gotta do a chemical test on this challah. Something is wrong here. Something is wrong. You did a chemical test, guess what turned up? Challahs for Shabbos. Guess what turned up? dairy. This is how I was told the story. So he cased out the joint. Thursday night, he did a mishmar. I imagine he had sperm also. You know, if I had his tooth, not going to bittles man. He was parked outside this bakery all night. It's like in the movies. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, I can't exactly, you ask me, you see him, tell me that. He sees the proprietor walking into the bakery with a little bag in his hand. What was in the bag? Milk. When nobody was looking, there was no mashkichim around, no nothing. It was, you know, the dough rises the whole night. You know, dough rises. Middle of the dough rising Thursday night, he poured in just a little bit of milk. Maybe to be melamed tzchus, we'll get to later. Maybe it was butler b'shisha. Maybe. But it was enough that it made his dough and its challah better than all the other challah. He was caught red-handed, and he removed the hashgach. Adkan Shamati, Maisa Gavaldig, a story in Baltimore. You can confirm if you have any friends in that, in the Star K. A great story. There are other such stories about people catching proprietors in the world of kashrus, but this is they're on point to our discussion. Okay? Rabosa. Tell Maisalach, everyone remembers the halachas from the Maisalach. This is Rabosa in Tzidkaton Aleph. Okay. Sidkot and Basil Chavastas, once we're here. Call our pass also. Ayin Semach Tzedek, Simon Pei, and we're moving Chavastas base. Dimnofal Achakach mi pass Zel Yerokas, Asur and Ayin Shah. What does that mean? Some of this bread fell into vegetables. It got all mixed up. Everything is awesome. What that means is, Rabbi Ozai, that Semach Tzedek is telling us that pass Shani Losha Becholov is Mamish Macholos Asuris. You shouldn't think they made it snacky. Come on, it's not so bad. The ingredients are real kosher. Just that they made some kind of, you know, No. It's macholos asuras mamish. And if it gets mixed in to other foods, you're wrong. Because it asks the wrong, and it gets beshishin. Says Chavis Das. Vein varav muchrochim. I'm not so sure he's right. Maybe it's really not macholos asuras. It's just a gzera. You may come to eat meat with milk or vice versa, but they never pronounced it to be an avail of mamish. Ayin marit to be inon dafka she have bepochos mishishim to lo katzemach tzedek shekosav da vekemavat isa lechatchila. So the marit seems to say if you put less than 1/60th in the challah, there's nothing wrong. Maybe in the case in Baltimore it was less than 1/60th, and he'll say to the rabbi, I will like the marit. I'm ashkochos marit. But the Tzemach Tzedek says no. All this is found here in the Chavis Das, Rebbe Ozai, in Sifkoton Beis. We're going to come back to this. The Pri Chodosh, again, you don't have it, but I have it here. Towards the end of Sifkoton Aleph, let me read what he says about this. He actually discusses Chanukah, believe it or not. I was hoping to get there on Chag, to be here in Yom of the Yom, but it didn't work. We're still, forgive the pun, in the afterglow of Chanukah. Just over, you know, just a short while ago, less than 2 days ago, it was still Chanukah. See, right over here, believe it or not, talks about Chanukah, in the Prichodesh Sivkoton Aleph. He quotes the Maharit as well. And they had certain places that they would, instead of using shemen, which is oil, which is expensive, they use shuman, which is fat from the meat. And the question is, what do you say about that? Well, if you're afraid that someone in the town will eat it with milk, come on, no. Nogu kach b'nei ha'ir, v'nisparsei ma'minig b'nei. There's some kind of cookies that they use, and they'd use fleshiger fat. It's, no, it's, we understand. It's like Kain Tura. It's like a different shape, but everybody knows about it. Everybody knows about it. He gives an example, Rabbi Osai, two things in Shabbos where there's a famous custom that everyone is, it's not, you don't hire workers, you rather rent out the bathhouse. Once it's mefursum, then there's no problem. Nonetheless, what are you afraid about? Archi parchi. What does archi parchi mean? It's like an expression. What does it really mean? Guess. The osam me'alma, come from far away. They won't know. Shederech b'nei yir lolush osam ba'alya, from meat. For yavol ochlenim gemina. Gevalt. And the rabbi that he's quoting has said that aniyim came from far away and they didn't know. They had this meaty cookie with cheese. I remember Likin in Shabbos Chav Gimel. People know he has two openings. Aye, people are going to come. Archi parchi. Are we not worried? No. There is no real iser. I fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah in one of my openings. Like you guys, you have two deers. One is enough. What you're afraid about is that outsiders will be choshed. You're not fulfilling Chanukah properly. For that, Chashad B'Yama, we don't care about Archi Parchi. But really, an Isser, you have to worry about Archi Parchi. Oh, but then he says, if they only put a tiny bit of a muat of Shuman Alya, then it's actually permissible to eat it with cheese. What the Chevra was saying before, you can eat it with cheese. Why? Nizbat l'bishishim in my kemach at Kaan. Mamish. Wow. And then he says, the marit, they have certain kind of gluskos, pastries, that were used with meat, with nesinas tam, more than 1/60th. Okay, why? Ein derech la'ochlam gvina. It's not normally eaten with cheese as a bread product. Why not? Me'achashim me'muloim mine mesika. It's sweet pastry. Not something which is used as a bread. A bread or roll is used for all foods. We know that. It's not sweet. It's bland. Once it's sweet, it's treated as cake, not as bread. Moshe, you wear the brisket chumrah about these things? You wear? I'm told that briskets will not eat milchik Danish. Not in your house. Your house is make them.
Never heard of it.
Call your father and ask him. Why? Because they said Danish is considered pas. It's pas about Pakistan. And you're not allowed to have a milchik of pas. Kach shamad is a briskah chumrah. So here he's saying beferish against the briskah chumrah. That's permissible because it's not used as a bread-like product. You know, bread-like product, a bland bread that are used together with all kinds of foods, meat and milk, etc. Adkan in the pre-chodesh at the end of Sif Katan Aleph. Oh. Now we're going to turn our attention to the sefer called the Nachlas Tzvi that's on the Maror Makomos. Who is the Nachlas Tzvi? We had it once before. It's the Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva wrote Pischei Tshuva, which is a collection of various Tshuvas. And once in a very long while, there's a long Marocha, he put it in a separate cover called Nachlas Tzvi. His name was Tzvi. Let's take a look, Rabosai. Please look inside with me to the Nachlas Tzvi here in Sadi Zayin Sifal. Ein loshin isa b'cholof. Ayin b'tshuvah tzemach tzedek. By the way, this tzemach tzedek is not the Lubavitcher. Some of you have Lubavitcher leanings or history. The third Lubavitcher Rebbe was known as the tzemach tzedek. It was the original of Menachem Mendel. The most recent Rebbe was also of Menachem Mendel. And he was the original of Menachem Mendel, who was the third Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was very famous. And as a matter of fact, if I have my years right, he may have even, I'm not exactly sure if the years work out right, he may have even had some connection with Reb Chaim Brisker. I'm not sure if you look up on the internet, from when to when did the Tzemach Tzedek live? He's a grandson of the Alter Rebbe. That's what they say. There's some kind of connection that they had. Whatever, I don't know, you can look up in the books. But this is not him. This is what they call the Tzemach Kadmo. Who lived 100, 200 years before that, lived a long, long time before the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek. That's this one from that, I'm quite sure. Not that the other Tzemach Tzedek wasn't the big Talmud Chacham. He has tremendous svar. Yeah.
He lived until 1866.
Who? The Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek?
Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the Tzemach Tzedek.
For 1866? Doesn't make much sense with Reb Chaim. It doesn't make sense. Reb Chaim was too young, I think. Doesn't make sense. Maybe I'm mixing stuff. Maybe it's based on Levi. I don't know. There was some kind of connection I once heard about or read about. I don't know. He's a goy in Olam, Tzemach Tzedek. He has Tshuvas. He has Svarim on the Mishnayos. They put out like this 9 volumes of Tzemach Mamish Gevaldik. He has a mikvahs, tremendous. So he's a goy in Olam. We shouldn't, you know. Many rabbis are goyim, and each of them in his own way. Let's go on. This is the original Tzemach Tzedek. Yayin lovan she'eno lovan mamash v'tzolub. They recover and shoya banovim b'shona ha'i. There was a lot of problems with the rotting of the grapes that year. V'yimtzu konim al yayin kevin she'eno nechma damara. Rabosa, do you think that Madison Avenue started in New York City? That Madison Avenue, in the time of the Tzemach Tzedek Kadmon, I don't know if you look him up. He lived a long time before, I'm quite sure. I think he lived in the 1600s, if I'm not mistaken. Look it up if you can find. And he said that no one wanted to buy it. It wasn't Nechmad Lamara. Where's the time in the Tanakh? The first place in the Tanakh where the expression Nechmad Lamara is found. Who knows? Gracious. Madison Avenue started in Gan Eden. The first huckster of Madison was named. He's carried a very distinguished card in his pocket. He was called the Nochosh HaKadmon. He sold stuff based on Nechmad Lamara. He was the original Madison Avenue. Madison Avenue ran right through Gan Eden. No question. Right through the Gan. Madison Avenue. And Nechmad Lamara, and he convinced Chava to have it. Yeah. V'yeshgula l'zeh shev'arvin ma'at cholav behema em cholav chita u'mesimin l'soch yayin v'yadezeh nira yayin lovav v'tzolul. You put a little bit of combination of some milk with some wheat derivative, it's going to look nice. Is it mutter? Heshiv le'isr mishnei tamen. Tamen one, cholav behema. Ikal le'migzar sheyish te'mimenu in basar. Kimo she'osu le'lush isa b'cholav k'dis b'yardesim etzani zayin. Rabosai is like the Taz. It's not limited to bread. It applies to wine. Right. V'av she'nispatel b'shishim mikol makom ha'avalei mevatel isa l'chatchila. To my shno isu z'rabbanan zeh mikol isa d'rabbanan. Kimo she'osru. And let's look at the side of the Beis Yosef Tzadi Tes. We'll get to that in the next one. Litein ma'at sarof b'cholov. You're not permitted to put a little bit of chicken soup into milk. Afim ein lo santa. He's assuming that. Why so, we don't know yet. Hachinami b'cholov b'iso b'yayin. Kevin shasu zeh huadin afilu eimono santa mishabavat lis l'chatchila. Reason number one. Think about Pesach. Not Pesach at all. Not already now. Okay. Question is, Rabosai, he quotes a Rashi in Psochim, does it not have for no same time, Rashi Vulechem, you put some fat, flesh sugar fat, it gives taste into the bread. Came and have it with the Evan. Avinachinami, the Lechatchila Osir Afilu, ain't an Osin time. Shemavat l'isser. Okay? And he goes further than that. The Gemara Psochim was a shogeg. Shalayadu sheza isser. Sheza osser. Otherwise, mevat l'isser b'mezit tzadites vo. We'll get to it, Mr. Shem. Next one, we're starting tzadiches. We'll get to tzadites, Mr. Shem. What does it say there? Afil b'isser shal devrayim osu la'mevat l'asmo. We'll get to it later on. If someone is mevatel isa tchila, no, he and the person for whom he is mevatel it are prohibited from using it. V'asagam ken lemochel Yisrael acher, because he did it for him. Look on the shach there in Tzadi Tes Yudches. Achen the Gemara. Also the Mechel Bekutach. So he says, you want to make a knas? Talk about a shogeg case. So chinul din, you put past lashim chalav v'shogeg, shliyada shizah asr, or nafav v'shogeg v'chalav, if yesh abidos in time, the asr. V'nivshat sveik l'shaprim v'gadam, v'shizh yedas aleph, he wasn't sure, is it asr v'shogeg? He says, no, you see it? It is asr v'shogeg. It is. It is. But then he says, who said that Tzemach Tzedek is right in the first place? When he said, my shno, mi yisu derabonim, let me call yisu derabonim, shno, shno! It's different. Shohocho komah she'otsu husyog k'dei shlo yochol im basar. It's not macholos asturus mamish. Who's the one we saw quoting Chavis Das who said, it's macholos asturus mamish and you mix it with your rochus, it's all trade. Who's the one who said it? Remember who said it? Exactly, the Tzemach Tzedek. L'shita so, but listen to Chathila. Ulahachi Echad Ika Heker, says the Nachas Tzvi, Kon Sheshina Tzuas HaPas Mutter, Kevin Shal Yavol Yisr. Ken Hocha Kevin Daf Im Yochal Lo Yavol Yisr, Basa Bechol Lo Gozab Zay Klal. A big lumnus he's saying. Sit if it's a different shape, it's Mutter. So you see, it's not a Chaticha Di Yisura. It's just a Gzeira. And you can eliminate the Gzeira by having a different shape. It's going to be mutter. It's not called nasa nevela chaticha di yisura. That's the Nachas Tzvi is arguing. Proof from the fact that if you make a shinoi, it's mutter. We'll come to that later. So the gozer was there, klal was there. There's no chashash yisur. Ba'sheikin b'b'sarof b'cholov she'ot b'stam. And he quotes this from a Tosfos in Chulin. I'm not going there right now. I quoted Ramo, Toras Chatas. Im nafal cholav lemayim, milk fell into water. Vin is batal b'shishim, and by mistake, milk fell into water, it's 1% or less. What's it in? Mutal litin atok abasar, mashma. The law says cholav ma'at lechatchila lahasoch hamayim, litin achakach lesoch abasar, would be osur. Ad kan devarov. Tzemach term is a raya gemura lechumra from the Torah's chalat of the Ramah. Says in Nachas Tzvi, no raya. Why? The bezeh din emes chaser. Why? Kevin shal dechatchila no saying amenas. Catch this now. Sheyitnu im basar mali and nos on the basar. Ola davar acher. Also davar acher nos on the basar. What's it? A one step or a two step? Kevin shem echavin she tosef bekaderas basar meacholov. That's not allowed. Avol hachol yesh lama deshari. Why? Kevin she'eino knows in the chatchila amenas she'yochol in my basar, ela she'esh chashash lesser mitam shema yochol in my basar. Nu yesh an loma the dafka heicha she'yavo yisur bezeh asur, avu mafili yochol in my basar lo yavo yisur lo shayach kan gzeira klal, and therefore he's knocking off the tzemach tzedek raya. Mevatel listen, no chulin kufyud beis. Kada the milcha, gabi kada the kipcha, osur, chalamai, shari. So you can't be afraid a lot's going to fall in. Then it should be a serious problem. Must be, you're not worried about that. And nonetheless, the nisur of isla chatchila, osur akan devarav. No, he says. Benosan lechatchila amenas sheyitna mabasar. Vare osur. Keyeshloma desham ha'eshem meniach hachala imakutach. Amenas the shtavish hachakach mitoch lebaser mashegen hacha. And then you could say, arguably, that's maskaros gemara in chulin, is that in fact that we reject it. There is no esekay nirali. Vimkein kaven shalino deim bazem mishum about this lachatchila nirat debenidon zed biayin lovan shori laso skula anal Madison Avenue. Imiyachir ayayin shelo al pesach. Yeah, pesach. No, it's not our idea. Okay. So only pasi thinks nayayin. That's the second point. Prichodah she says. Dafka bepas gazu v'lo b'shadvarim. And he quotes Rashi as saying that. Rashi says that only derech lasas chomus the tavshil. Other than that, we wouldn't ask a shemi to the tavshil. That's what he says. The kids and Nimritz. Quotes the Imam Avraham. Quotes the Tzemach Tzedek. It's in Tafrim Zayin. Lo havi mevatal iser. Kevan she'ein kavanoso el letaken ayayin. Look at Pei Dalet by Dvash. The green ones, you have it in your Peidals in the green book. There it says, if you have honey, and you have to add some prohibited material to be able to purify the honey. Permissible. Your intent is not to add it, sir, but simply to purify the honey. Adka. He says that there's Nachasvi, not so fast. The Rai, according in Mogan Avram, is not so fast. Why not? Look what he says over here. No, the Behuda says, Hod the Shor ben Kavanaso, Dafke Mukfa Mu'urov, Aval Arab Lachatchil Oser, I feel it be Ein Kavanaso, Mkain Loma Hanikanu, Hod Ein Kavanaso. But maybe he's not right, look at Peidalit. The Kitz and Nimritz is a shadow of Emavanis Lachatchila. Maybe the distinction between adding more, it's already mixed in 1%, I'll add in 1% more, to starting something which is completely an issue and then mixing it in. That's worse. That's a suggestion made over here in the Nachas Tzvi. It's a Choshen Mishpat question. You're fooling people. Nah, you're not fooling people. They know about it. They know it. Okay. Ad kan, Rabbi Osai. Very important Nachas. Fascinating. Yes, sir.
Does not also see where he was saying that if you have specific intentions to eat it with anal mino,
then it's no good.
Right. So let's say you have intentions to eat it with both. Like
no good.
If you make bread, you're not necessarily having intentions to eat it with only milk or only meat. It has to be that way that you only have intentions for the, let's say, the milk.
No. I believe according to the Nachasvi, it all depends. Do you plan to use any of this bread with the opposite min, any of this milk bread with fleshings, even if it's not the main usage? If you plan to use it for nothing, for bread, and even if it's left over, you change your plans, that's one thing. But if you have a moment you need it in the dough, use it with the other side, it's absolutely prohibited. I think that's what you accept the halacha l'maisa. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, question becomes, how this is relevant in real life. So I have a lot of beautiful nachas now in the final siman. I'm putting the sefer away. This is a one of a kind. The beautiful Shulchan Aruch HaMavua Oz V'Hoda. To my knowledge, look on the Svarim blog, it only exists in Basar B'Cholof. I don't know of any other area. They're supposed to be on Taruvus. Maybe it'll come out before we start Taruvus. It's another month till we start. Oh, it's a full month more till we actually start on, I think the Goyish date is January 22nd. What's today, December? 18th. That's more than a month. We have, as a matter of fact, I think the Shir is going to be exactly 5 weeks from today, opening day, for the next month. Maybe by that time they'll pull up the safe. If someone gives them enough money, they can probably do it. They put a Masifta Gemara every 3 weeks, this thick. Maybe someone has a lot of money. Call them up. Say we want by in 5 weeks we want the Shulchan Aruch over Ozod on Taruvus. They probably have it around. Just have to. Oh, you have money? Oh, okay. Well, maybe. So yeah. In any event, so since it's mamish, it's fading away. I spent a little bit extra time more than other simanim. This is printed in Tavshin Ayin Aleph. Everybody holding Toshin Ayin Gimel. What's taking them so long? I don't understand. But once I was here, I felt, let's look at it now because it's really sort of going off the air very soon. What did it say? So I looked over here, something very interesting. Here they have something called Tosefes Halacha in the back. And Simon Sadi Zayin Sif Ches. He has this whole discussion in Nachas Tzvi, da-da-da-da-da-da. Because Inyan, Kol Inyan Zeh Nogea B'Yoser Limif Olim Ubatei Charoshes Harotzim lahosif betok macholei parva tamtzios v'chumtzos v'enzymim. Guys, enzymes, right? Uchayotzim behem hoasuyin mibaser o micholov biofen shetamam eno nikar umrugash klal v'yesh har beyosim ishishim kenegdom hayem mutol lasos ken lechatchila v'lichtov ala machoshu parva. Shemnidkot she'en kan bitlis l'chadchila, as the Marit and most poskim like him, Yemut olasas came ulachshiva kaparva. Quoted at Tzemach Tzedek and Minchas Yaakov, it's also because they have about this l'chadchila. That's enough coming in for factories. See what's going on? You can label it as parva, even though there's some milk in there. Now today, there are allergens. There's lactose intolerance. We have to say parva, it has to be completely parva. I was told it was a tumble with the okay chocolate chips. You know what I'm talking about? It was a rebellion of the household, the housemakers. They were going crazy. Was it called Trader Joe? Is that what it's called? It was always called okay, you know, parva. And they changed the designation to dairy. Not that they changed anything. Nothing's changed. Still parva. But they were afraid of lawsuits, I'm told. Because you never know, something got into them, some of the previous utilizations of the kalim, and they didn't completely purge it, and who knows what, and where, and lactose intolerance will get sued. So they gave it a dairy designation, even though I'm told it's absolutely parv. Caused a tremendous tumult amongst the various housewives who were used to using this Trader Joe parva chocolate chips for the chocolate chip cookies served on Shabbos. I think it's still parva. But they put a D on it. Oh, this caused an unbelievable explosion. No, I think it was written about it in the Jewish media. Am I correct? I read something up. There are inyanim. If you can get it, if you can find it online, and bring it me tomorrow for Shia. I'd like to see what this is all about. The rebellion of the housewives. And I'm not sure what exactly happened at the end of the day. But this is the example that he gives. Fascinating example. So now, Rabosai, are we worried about eating something with 6 hours? What about 6 hours in this area of life? If you take a look at Rabbi Kivega, which I don't know if all you have, I have it. It's in bold print, which is not everybody has it. Kivega and Aleph. It says Shelo Yochel Babasar is Mutter. What did the Mechaber say? The Mechaber said Shina Turas Apas. If you change it, Nikara Shal Yochel Babasar Mutter. Says to be Kivega. Quotes the Minchas Yaakov. B'Shem Maharit. Davka hechi sheyesh locho sheyochal and basa mamish. You cannot make milchik of bread if you're afraid you need the milchik of bread with meat. Ava bedova de'ein locho shrak sheyochalam achar basa. You're only afraid to eat it within 6 hours after the meat. Ogvino, and not with the cheese itself. Ein locho shkulei hai. Not so worried about it. What does that mean? Not so worried about it? Pashti holds its mutter. There's no gzera if something is not eaten together with meat or cheese, typically. It's very, very important. There seems to be a tremendous cooler for pastries. Again, people don't have sweet pastries with meat or with cheese. It's not done. Am I correct? I think I'm correct. You have a Danish with meat?
Well, sometimes Danish just have cheese in it.
That's true. We'll get to that. But should Aser, a cheese Danish, we obviously cannot ask Aser a cheese Danish because you have with cheese. It has cheese in it. We'll get to that. But I'm saying that's what the suggestion is being made over here. And now, Rabosai, we had seen in the Ramah, by Shavuos, that as long as it's only enough to last for a day, we can be making. Right? Chalei Nogen, Lolosh Pasim, Cholav, B'chag Shavuos, Gam Meshumen, L'chvod HaShabbos, 2 different cases, Ki Kolz HaMichshem K'dav HaMuot, it's considered to be a small amount. Why is it considered to be a small amount? Because it's going to go in a day. In a day. Does everyone agree that is the proper shear a day? Not necessarily. We have over here, again, in this beautiful Shulchan Aruch, he has the very beginning, in Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph. Let's remember again. The Mechaber said, "Kidei achila bevas achas mutter." Mamish, in one sitting. That's what the Mefarshim explained. One sitting. However, the Ramah said, "The whole day." Is there machlokas Mechaber and Ramah? Goes to a whole page over here, page Kuf Chavav, and the Tos Emes Halacha about this. Some argue, some disagree, different opinions. What interests me right now primarily is the following. Listen to this now. Mi sha'ofa pasim chalav avam shuman basar v'tzorach yom echad lo levnei vetzo al da she'yocha bo bayom. Good. So he makes a whole pack of milchik of bread and chala tiran shavuos. Great. What could be better? The Rambam says it's okay. What happens at the end? Ulebesof nishar chelik me'apas shel nechal bo bayom. Some of it was not eaten up. Now I'm stuck with milchik of bread on my tzoy shavuos. I'm going to take this table for next shavuos. It's going to rot. I'll put it in the freezer. I promise on Pesach. I can't keep it for next shavuos. Yesh la'ayin. Im nesa mi'atel la'bachila. I'm on page Kuf Chav Zayin. You want to look it up? I'll put my bookmark here. And this is for those who want to see later on. What's Yesh la'ayin? Ki yesh lomar. She'ein ha'isru al ha'asiyah b'vad. Look on the bottom. It says most poskim say, if you baked a lot, the pas is usher, ein lo takana. Once you baked it with milk together, even if you didn't realize that it's a halachic problem. So over here, he wants to suggest, when you baked it, you planned to use it up that day. So it's no way to answer it subsequently. Here's a moment of truth. He suggests in the footnote test is a moment that the challah is kneaded and baked. That's it. Those are the two moments of truth. We had in mind that it's critical. What happens later on is an irrelevancy. That's what he's suggesting over here. Rabosai, in the footnote on the bottom of this new Tosefos Halacha here on page Kuf Chav Zayin. So what do you see on Kalponim? The key and most important moment is the moment that the dough is kneaded and the moment that it's baked. That's it. What'll happen, Rabosai, in a case in which the something fell out by mistake. A simple mistake. He quotes the following Gedolim, who say the same thing. Listen carefully, please. We had a Shabbat Shogeg. We saw before, the Prima Gadol is Mesupuk, Nachas Tzvi is Poshet a certain way. It's Ksav Sofer, Binas Adam, Yad Yehuda, Sholom Eshiv, all say, Im Lush O Ofa Pas Im Cholov O Im Basar B'Miskaven. You put in the milk or the meat product, the grease, on purpose in the dough. Af Im Shogag Machma Shalom Yoda HaYisur. He never heard of Simit Sadi Zay. Never got past Sadi Vav. Never learned Pesachim Daf Lamed. Never got that far. Af Al Pikein Neser HaPas Ve'en Lo Takon. Treif. Remember treif. Kichol shenasa biyisur, chal isur be'etzem ala pas. Chaticha di isur. Nemeila. Ulam im nasa shalom im miskavein. Not on purpose. Ela nafal cholav al shuman basar ala pas betos. Just fell on my mistake. Bazeh ein lomar shechal isur ala pas. There's no fundamental Shem Yisr on this pas. You're not going to call it pas in Elosha B'cholov. The Cholov can have a mistake. Ho'ov lo ha'isas yosav b'yisr. Nonetheless, Rashash ta'kola. Yesh t'chalko lahar b'anoshim. Or to make a simon right now. Very good. So the Mefarshim say, that's what the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason's grandfather was talking about. Talk about this kind of a case. No, Pashin Elosha B'cholav doesn't help to divide into many parts and give everybody a little bit. No, too late. Chaticha D'Isur. Where it was not done in that fashion, Rabosai, it was not done in that fashion. So there was no real Isur of Elisha B'cholav. Except it's a Takol issue. Oh, now we got to talk practically. A Takol issue, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason's grandfather said, give it out to many people, No one should have more than a day's worth. No one's going to forget. And we take care of the takala. But if you actually kneaded the dough with cholov on purpose, there's no heter. That's how we're defending what the crazy place he said, even though we saw yesterday that there are many who are not happy with him. So that's the case we're discussing. A different kind of a case. A different kind of a case. This, who says this? The Yad Yehuda says so. We love the Yad Yehuda. I will show it to you inside, but we have time constraints. Yesterday in Beis Medrash, someone told me about Barakas. Correct? Barakas? Hemis? Yeah. Everyone knows what Barakas is? Who wants to give me an English word for Barakas? Barakas.
Pastry?
He has a whole seminar on Barakas. He says, it's Simon Hay here in Sinai Zion. Odos, he has a Hebrew word for it. Mulaisos. What's the shorsh of the word mulaisa? No. Mulaisos. Malay. It's filler. That's fillers. You have some grain with a filler inside. Kagon, borekis, v'chadoma. How do you spell borekis? Beis, vov, resh, ayin, kuf, ayin, samach. Borekis, v'chadoma. He calls the chido. Apparently, where's the word Barakas come from? Is it a Sephardic word? Is it? Aramaic? Arabic word. Apparently, the Chidot's places, they had made Barakas, some with milk, some with cheese, some with meat, and some with vegetables. The minig was, it's what Moshe told me, to make the ones of cheese machinui. A different shape. Can you imagine? That's what the Chida said. Comes to Stechemet on the bus of a cholov and says, No. Only pas requires a shinui. You know why? Because pas is normally made parva to be eaten with everything. And you can't check afterwards to see what was put into the dough. That's your Rabbi Heinemann. Aval elu amulaisus sheyodua, it's well known, these barakas. Yesh mi basa, yesh mi gvina. You want to eat it? Open it up and look inside. Yivda gasamilu, v'yira miad mimaim. That's what he says. And the Ramah says so with respect to pashtid and paladin, which are filled with either basa or gvina. Since you can see the basa or the gvina, you don't need a greater heker. So it doesn't mean you have to stick out. You just open, just turn a little bit and see it. It's good enough. However, the Ramah called Shari Dura, who says Pashtin and Paladin is Akre Shaniker Bebotzik HaBosir HaCholov, has to be actually visible in the Botzik itself, even from outside. How is that possible? I don't understand exactly. He quotes a Prima Garden here. Look it up if you will. Sifse Das Aleph. Quote. Also lechomim shemesimin harbe shuman behem achaniker ashuman behem shari. They ain't litos. Can the presence visible within the dough itself? Wow. This is a heter which is given for berekis, because everyone knows there are fleshika berekis, there are milchika berekis. That's what it says. Rabosai. Who in this room ever eats barakas? Raise your hand. Whoever has eaten flesh of barakas? Raise your hand. Really? Who's eaten milk of barakas? Raise your hand. Not many more. Who's eaten pie of barakas? Raise your hand. Everybody. This barakas is some kind of interesting thing. What's your question, though?
What about English muffins?
We'll comment to that. Now, the Seichemet said there's no need for what we call a shinui tzura, and the source is the Darkei Moshe Tzadi Zayin Aleph, Yisavet the Mem Yutes, Im Nikar Acholav Abasar. No need for an additional hek. There we can argue it's visible from the outside. It's a footnote Chaf Aleph. It's not completely clear. Stechemet added another svara. The mulaisos were eaten separately. They were not eaten with meat and not eaten with milk. By a show of hands, who in his life has ever eaten burek as a side dish to either meat or milk? Raise your hand. Everybody's hanging one up. Who's only eaten burekas in the absence of any meat or milk anywhere on the plate? That's the only that you're deciding to sell it all.
I had them before, but not exclusive.
Say, but you also had with meat and milk also.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I was asked the other way around. We only had it without meat and milk. The kid said the cool of the stechema does not apply to the berekas of Zuan Azeh. So he points out. Yes?
Even if you were allowed to bake it because it's not real bread, wouldn't you say that you want to make a fence? Say because
I'm with you. I'm with you. But we have to be careful not to make anything which is mutter into usur without a rigorous enough proof.
No, so it's not.
I would include berekas in that middle category we just saw before. It's not an intrinsic prohibition. You have to worry about that color. Take a look over here where he has something fascinating. I'll read it to you. Kinds of bitsekos, of doughs. It's not common to put cheese or milk or meat. Berekas, it's common. So we get a little bit more lenient. What is it? Almost always straight parva. Everyone will have to agree. You may not put in cheese relying on the fact he's going to see what's inside. No! He has a right to assume that it's parva. He's not going to even dream that it's not parva. Gives an example. You know what he calls it over here? I'm spelling it. You tell me how to pronounce it. Resh, Vav, Gimel, Lamed, Aleph, Chav, Sofis. Rogelach. Rabosai, who in his life has ever seen a rugula which has in it cheese? I've never seen it in my whole life. He did.
Yeah.
You see it?
In Israel.
Yeah.
In Israel.
No,
here.
Yeah.
Also,
Israel.
Not necessarily the chocolate ones, but you have cheese.
Those can see
the cheese. You can see the cheese.
Yeah. He says it's, if you put Gvina Kosh in the rugula, it's going to be usur, because he's going to assume it's parva. He's not going to check, and he's going to have it with his meat. Either small? Ah! That proves nothing. A loaf used to make big. You make it small, it's a hecker. It's always made small. Aye, it's a change of color. If they're white, he doesn't think it's they often have parva with ones which are white without any cheese. Maybe the marit, since it's sweet, ain't derech la'ochon v'macholam acherim. Aval ain't ze baruch kol kach, because some actually have rugalach with macholam acherim. So he wants to be upset about these rugalach. Unless if it's mevatzpeitz v'nika mibachutz, you can see outside that it has cheese, it has meat, as the case may be, then it's permissible. Less than that, he's not willing to be mekel. He's not.
Are we ever concerned that you're going to eat something, or you're going to eat milk after you eat?
Oh, that's what I want to talk about. That's old zvav in this area. Yes, sir.
Isn't it at best
possible
with
Kisnet
anyways?
Right. But he wants to include that in past, presumably. What about the 6-hour story? See, quotes over here, the Maharit said that mafe, a baked good, that derech lo'ochon miachad ma'achol ma'acherim, is an Easter of kneading it with either milk or with meat kind of a liquid. Of a meaning mafe, she'ein regilus la'ochlam imacholam acheim at all, ein beze iser. There's no iser. The Yad Yehuda says no. We're going to answer it if it's made from milk. Shema yovo la'ochlam achre she'ochal basar. And he tries to prove from the Maram, quote in Agos Sharei Dura, Simen Ayin Vav, I brought it in. And the Daka Tshuva quotes it as well. So I brought it in. I have a Sharei Dura, Simen Ayin Vav. Take a look. Where's my Sharei Dura? Of course, it's always the bottom one. Sharei Dura, Hasholein, Simen Ayin Vav, and Agos. Here we go. Samachon, Peyal, Ayin Vav. Huh? How many pages is Zayin Vav? Whoa. It's 8 pages. I'm going to find this. Doesn't tell you what. Second. The whole 6 hour bit is over here. So far, I haven't found it. I am in Ayin Vav. I'm sure it's here somewhere. He says he quotes over there that he's machmer in the Shaila because it is 6 hour business. Let's take a look if I can find it in the secondary. He quotes from the Dake Tshuva. I brought that in too. I try to bring whatever I could to this relevant discussion. Dake Tshuva, as you know, collects all these in Yonim. The Dake Tshuva quotes this. It. Yud Dalet and end of Yud Ches. There we go. End of Yud Ches. He's like this. Afal pi she'ein aderech lochlem ebasar o cholo biyachad mikol makom. If it's milchiks, you're afraid you need it less than 6 hours after you had meat, thinking it's barva. And that's a chiddush of Osai, what it says over here. He says, look back what he wrote in the Yud Dalet. Well, it's a chiddush there too. Who said that we went through a so machma when it comes to these things? Look. Yad Yehuda. The lavdat sheish chashash. Sheyochlenu im basa biyachad. To adin, heicha sheyeshlocha shema yochlenu miyad achar achilas basa. Gam ken gozru chazal viyosa. That's an amazing chumrah. They're afraid of the 6 hours. This comes from the Dake Tshuva. It says it in two places, and the source is the Yad Yehuda. It's a chiddush nifla v'nayim. Now I have to tell you, as it's quoted over here, the Yad Yehuda. He's machmir when it comes to dairy, lest you have it within 6 hours. But he's making with respect to milk, to meat. You know why? Quoted over here. You put in meat, that's only tavshil shabasar. And tavshil shabasar, they're more lenient. That's what it says. To me, this is a chiddush nifla v'noira ad ma'od. I didn't think it's called tavshil shabasar at all. We said tavshil shabasar when nothing's mixed in. Remember we said is that if a chol with a potato, the potato is cooked the same part as the chol, that's tavshil. You put meat in, I wouldn't call that a tavshil at all. We spoke about that quite a length. Look back in Tosis on the Kuf Hayim and Beis. He himself calls it in the Fanta Shulchan Aruch back in Simon Peites.
Why should that help? Even if it is tavshil,
because some say you have to wait 6 hours. But in any event, Rabbi Osai, nowadays this is not going to work at all. Right over here as follows. I'm reading you from footnote Chav Dalet over here in this beautiful new Shulchan Aruch. Footnote Chav Dalet, listen carefully, please. It's on page Kuf Lamed. Footnote Chav Dalet is a citation. Is a citation, Rabbi Osai, from the Yad Yehuda. He writes in the bottom the rest of the citation. To make it with Shuvan Basar, he's not to the Hakkah. Why? Kevin Shein Derech Lachonim Cholov. I will lechol Cholov Acharein. Ainu Chomer Kokach. As eating, as you're going to give somebody a milchika bereka after meat. Why not? What's the difference? Ki Esh Matirin Cholov Achetav Shel Shel Basar. Hol Ven Kulo Basar. Kimavuah Besimin Peites Sif. Gimel brackets. Adi Ramos Machmir, the Mechavis maker. But I thought, as I read in this very sefer, that it's not true in a case where there's actual mamashes of basur mixed in. I'll read it to you from here. Mamash from here. Simen Pei Tes. Okay? Simen Pei Tes. The Shulchan Aruch quotes an opinion. Look over here. It's Peites Siv Gimel. Ochel Tavshel Shel Basar Mutar Lechol Achrav Tavshel Shel Gvina. Okay. Gvina Atzma. Maybe not even. He says no. Those disagree. So over here in discussing this, what is considered to be Tavshel Shel Basar? He writes, Aval Ein Bo Ma Moshes Basar. Look in Tosis of Kufheim and Beis Lo. And the Rosh Perek Chesim and Zayin. That's what we thought. Here, Rabbi said there is Mamoshes. I don't know what he's talking about. I didn't look up the Ayud. I'm telling you, it's Chatoi and Imaskir. But if you have a chance to look it up in Sivkot and Vav, in the Ayud, in the Kotzer and Gimel, let me know what he says. I thought it's against what we just doing Beferish. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know. Seems to be very difficult. Very difficult. However, Rabbi said, most poskim say that if it's a sweet pastry, you may make it milchiks. This we saw in the Rabbi Kiva Eger, and this is from the Maharit, as we saw. Again, I'm reading Rabbi Kiva Eger. Maharit says, the davar she'ein lochash rak she'yochlem achar basar o gvina, ein lochash kulei hay. So we're not worried about the 6 hour business. We're not worried about it. We're not worried about it. Fine. The shadow we had before is discussed at length in this beautiful new Shulchan Aruch about what do you do with something other than bread. What's their exer? It's called the Siman Zayin. Tells us to look in various sources. He quotes a Ramban Avodah Zarah Samach Vavam and Beis. Sounds like his own exer by bread. And he quotes from Tomar. For after dogim shalav bekara, says in Kufir Alf, asalach bekutach, v'lo asrim abasar. Wait a minute. Whatever you can't have with meat, you can't have with milk either. Why they ask for that? Asim bedogim lega hergal avera. Al bepas ikah hergal avera shanim ofer mimenu harbe. V'yochel pamim bekutach pamim abasar. V'fichach asura liola. End quote. This is a Ramban. So which way does it slice? Which way does it go? So, on top he says, the Ramban holds it's only by pas. On the bottom he says, in footnote Lamed Beis, it's all page Kuf Lamed Aleph, maybe only by Dugum with a special kula. Maybe the Ramban will agree, other power of food is going to be a problem. So there's no Raya Brewer from the Ramban in either direction, as you see over here. But everyone's trying to put the Ramban on his side, but I don't blame them. But apparently it's not a complete proof in either direction. Oh. Now, if you look at the Minchas Yaakov, which I brought also today, I tried to bring everything in when I could. Here's the Minchas Yaakov at the bottom of the Torah's Chatas. And the Minchas Yaakov can be found in Klal Lamed, Sif Kota, and Gimel. That's what it says over here anyway. See if you can find it. Can't be. That's obviously a typo. Let's see. I'll read it from here. One minute. So how come I'm Minchas Yaakov? I'm looking for the original source. Minchas Yaakov, 1 second. I started writing that wrong. Klal Samach Sivkot and Gimel. I wrote it down wrong. Okay. Klal Samach Sivkot and Gimel. Okay. I just got it. I have to double it. Kefal Ashira. Klal Samach Sivkot and Gimel. See what it says? Klal Samach is here. The Michlis Yaakov Sivkot and Gimel says as follows. A very important word. It's hard to define. He writes, Semach Tzedek is called by Yayin. Shani Yayin. Look at this now. We're both like, by a show of hands, who drinks wine beyond Kiddush and Abdullah and Arba Kersis and Purim? Yeah? Okay, good. I need you to help me. Shani Yayin. Sheregilin Dafkel Lishtos Im Suras Bosor V'damil Lepas. True? They go to a fancy restaurant, You go to a wedding. I go to a wedding. There's a refreshing meal at a wedding, and they want to offer you wine. So wine goes somehow together with meat. And we do know about that kind of bos of yayin. It's called in the Rambam, bos of yayin. You know, so that's a phrase. So he says wine is like bread, because exer was on pas vehadomelo. Pas, and that which is similar to pas. That's a small number of foods, not everything. Sort of a compromise view. It's not limited to pas. Doesn't apply to anything, everything. Just pas vehadomelo. Such as wine, according to the Tzemach Tzedek. And as a matter of fact, take a look, Rabbosai, take a look in the Chasam Sofer, it's printed on the bottom, on the Taz, Sivkot and Aleph. Before getting there, I want to read you a Dake Tshuva. Here in Simon Sadi Zayin, Rabbosai, the very beginning, Os Aleph, look at Nachas Tzvi, Pesachei Tshuva, Tzemach Tzedek. Look at the whole story. So the Darkei Tshuva says over here, it is in Tzadi Zayin, Sivkot and Aleph. Wine, yes, wine, because wine is normally had together with meat. And therefore we have to be machmir when it comes to wine. Look what it says over here. He says, wine and shar mashkin. And shar mashkin. Shar mashkin shederech lishtoso b'tzomo v'yosim enu harbe. What does it say? Kvas. What's kvas? Whatever it is. And they may not make it milchiks or fleshiks. Cider, okay. What drinks? I mean, milk is milk. Do we have other milk or flesh drinks that we drink? Someone told me today about orange juice with milk. Is that true?
I had
flesh
dinner last night. Orange
juice. Flesh oranges?
No, not
flesh
oranges.
Milk oranges?
No.
Carb oranges. Oh, Hashem. Okay. So we're not allowed to have milk oranges. The rumors about milk oranges floating around. I have to check the rumors out, check it online. If it is, we have to do something about it. That's a big problem according to this Darkei Tshuva. Okay, Rabbosai. What will happen, Rabbosai, in the following situation? Chasam Sofer here, on the Taz Aleph. Look over here. Prichodesh is not. Everyone see it inside? It should be on the bottom. Polig lahokel, in levados gzeres midatenu. Will be times that nearer nami heter b'yayin shenosnu cholav l'sofo afiliyesh bo tam cholav dafka bepaskos gru came into daka lecholav b'saroseach havi suri daraisa. Whoa, Chasam Sofer says you can take have a hot bologna sandwich. Is that anyone have that hot pastrami sandwich? You have that in those delis. They still have these things, those old delis. They still exist, these delis. Go in there, you got a hot pastrami sandwich, unhealthy as can be. And then they can have the bread mamish with hot mamish. Can be on a clearishan even, who knows what. Shabbat d'oraisa. Yeah. Look at chulun kuvdal beis. Ilfas roseach. Okay. Ava b'yayin. Even you have wine with your, in a meat meal. La baruchu b'hachi, not going to put the wine with boiling meat in a dish. That's ridiculous. V'zeh bar for loka tzemach tzedek. That's what he says, according to other poskim as well. Amazing Chasam Sofer. Wow. Now, of course, we already saw the Taz was machmir when it came to Shuman Avaz. Avaz is only the Rabbanan. Psarov. The Prima Gama talks about Mecholov, also the Rabbana. Okay. But the bottom line is, according to most authority, that's just Chazer. If it was Nas and Avela, once it had, it's kneaded with Milchiks, it's gone forever. It's too late to fix it up later on. That's if it was kneaded with the intention to put in milk. I don't think we even have the meat these days, the milk. That's why, Rabbi Osai, we assume that even if you put a label on it afterwards, you put it wrapped it in a bag, and the bag is in big letters, dairy bread. Don't call it dairy bread, call it non-kosher bread. Even though he wrapped it before he left the factory, he wrapped too late. Nas and Nevela. We consider it to be a Chefta Macholas Asuras, that's what we assume. And therefore, it's no heter to wrap it in a wrap which says dairy. There were certain Rabbonim who were more lenient, said if you wrap it with a dairy wrapper, saying dairy, it's going to be okay. My English muffin story. The OU has English muffins which have some dairy in it. I know of a specific case, and they claim English muffins is a different tzura, not the same as bread. I know of an actual case that were about to serve the English muffins with hamburgers at a charity event, a ladies' charity event. They were ready to serve with hamburgers. At the last second, someone looked at them and said, oh, we should, this is dairy. What a possible mikshel. On the other hand, after I was upset about this, I did a little homework and they told me, we'll see if I get it from the OU papers, that the OU only allows English muffins D, OUD, if the amount of D is bottle b'shish. We just saw, according to many authorities, you're allowed to put bologna sandwich in it. They didn't say that. But they only will sell OUD English muffins if the amount of milk is less than 1/60th, so that technically speaking, you didn't put pastrami on. Kach shamati. And that was on the website as well? On the website as well. Yeah.
Isn't that being
without the Esra Lechachila? Oh, there you go back. So they hold that it's Mutu Lechachila, as we saw some poskim said over here. It's not really Issa, it's only Heta, da 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 da. Or, since they consider it to be a Tzura Miuchet, it's a Kain Tura, because it's only a muffin. They assume that, this is what they told me. Come on, everyone knows. English muffins are only for breakfast. Who has fleshes for breakfast? Don't answer that question, I boss. But I tell you a story. I had it for a luncheon and a barbecue and a grill. It almost happened. It's about to happen.
Like regular buns.
Right. I was very unhappy with the head. But again, once they told me it's about the b'shishim, I couldn't have any claims because there's some post who say it's about even to have it with salami mamish. So they're saying D, they put the D was on the wrapper. So worst case, ever salami, there are mekilim. Almost about the b'shishim. Okay, everybody so far? Pending further OU papers we're supposed to get. We're supposed to get this morning. I didn't see them in Shtenda. Maybe tomorrow. Yeah.
If by putting it in the bag would seemingly indicate that at least if it was a kosher bakery, so then the purpose would be only for milchiks. And if they would make it only in small portions.
You're right, but you call it a small portion here. You buy 25 muffins.
No. You can only buy it in one bag of one muffin.
One muffin bag, single service.
Single service. So would that be mutter?
That might be good. Kain Tura, maybe. Right. But the poskim said, yeah, maybe. But it's not made that way. Rabbi Osai, any further questions? I would like, if I can, at least to just read through the remainder of Siman Tzadi Zayin, so we can say we finished according to Machab, not according to anybody else. We'll come back tomorrow to the rest. But just so we can have a feeling of satisfaction, you know, we have at least completed something. Tomorrow we're going to go back. Tomorrow should be primarily about Siv Beis. But again, if you have other leftover stuff, I'm happy to discuss it. Siv Beis. Tanur shetochu be'alya ein ofen bo'pas ad she'asikena bi'befnim ad she'eslabein v'afilu imhu shel buchya. What's buchya? That's the parenthesis buchya. Pirish kli cheres she'masikin tachtov. For often all of Ugos, it seems to me that the fire is on the outside. Ein lo hetai de hetz mi b'chutz. This is no fair. What happened to Kibolo Kachpoto? If the heat comes from the outside, why can't the kashering come from the outside? At first glance, it goes back to our old discussion of the Rashbo and the Ra'ah. How exactly does Libun work? Take a look, Rabbi Osai. How does Libun work? Do we say it pulls things out? In which case it should work in the same. Why not? Should we say, no! The Ra'ah said, Libun doesn't pull things out. It's Sarfa Mimkoma. We saw this already. Sarfa Bimkomo. Sarfa Bimkomo requires hot fire on the inside. Not going to work from the outside. That's the issue over here. So let's take a look first, Reb Osai, in the Taz. First in the Taz. Sifkot and Dalet. Hod lo sage bikinuach and she'ev shal etano l'skaneach yofen. Have a shamnunes bien at she'yusa. Who says so? Tosis Kufyud Beis. We saw this already. The Ran of Pesachim and in Chulin. Aye, we said in Gimel, the karka shal taner have a kebulia b'kdeira. The kan mashva da have isu be'en. Which one is it? Shanika. She shamnunes atzma metiach mimena b'taner. You actually greased, you lined the floor of the oven with this grease. Also, lachas enem eskanech yofen b'taner. You can't get it out unless you fire the kiln, you make it so hot. It's just a little leakage. Whatever's going to be exuded or emitted from the original paladin, the kugel, whatever it happens to be. Fleshka kugel. And he says, he gives you a verbatim quotation. On Rowan She'ena Polit Klal Ela Makomo Yavish, end quote. So it's dry. I in Sif Aleph, we never, I don't know if we read the whole Sif Aleph. Shema Yosef Tachtov, Tamashma She'esh Issa Bien Takasa Paladin, Lokash. The Vadalon Nakhish Chusha Ruhus, She Rowan She Makomo Yavish, dry. Bodo Tarvayo Hanachdinim Him Shalagos Ashibi Shema Zerua. Now the Pushit. The Stam Paladin Ains of Tachto. Kemoshon Ruah and Tomid. El Shalafami Mirishazav. Sagos Hodin Avodah Zorah says, that the Beis Yosef quotes over here. Tov li Zor Dilmazav. Mashma de Eno Varezav. Doesn't know his Lika. Fine. Fine. Oh. Now, look at the Taz Hey, something interesting. Afila Mushabuchya, Pirish, who Chalal Kimin Svisas Kedera, Oh Bo Bifnim, come on the Bazaar, Afila Hesek Lamahani Hesek Bechutz. Wait a minute. Get an impression from the way the Taz learned it that the Hesek over here is Bifnim. Whereas the way we have, well, maybe we should be very careful. What's the word Tachta means? In small brackets, in explaining the Mechaber, it said, Klicheresh Masikin Tachtov. How do we define Tachtov? I thought it meant underneath the floor of the oven. But he's saying the Taz, no. It's Bifnim, it's in the oven. Why is this relevant? Our ovens, where's the fire? Where is it? Mibachutz, underneath the floor of the oven. So if the Taz is right, well, then maybe we can argue if it's b'chutz, then you can cash it by putting up to the highest, b'chutz. But if you say that even though the fire to cook is on the outside, you have to cash it from the inside no matter what, then our ovens cannot be cashed by putting up to the highest. Keep this in mind. This is very, very important. Very important. It's a very serious question. Very serious. Very, very serious question. This will be tomorrow's shiur. Fundamentally, we're going to discuss this issue of kashering ovens, which under different circumstances we might have waited till we get to kashering in general, but we can't do it because A, it's going to be who knows when the end of the year, and B, it's right over here, it's right in front of our noses, so we have to just spend some time at the end of tomorrow. Siv Gimel, I want to just sort of finish this at least mechaber wise, okay, mechaber wise. Paz shafoi matzli v'dogim shetzlon v'taner echad emabosa. So you have something which is parva, be it bread, be it fish, but the bread was baked in the same oven as some unit of meat and fish as well. It's fried or is boiled. Asu la'ochlam Bechalov. Prohibited. Not allowed not allowed. By the way, the Shach says, Gimel, Lo Ayri Kan Me Elamidin Iser, Abba Me Sakanta Lo Ayri. Look at Simon Kuf Yud Vav Beis. It's not on our syllabus. Yeah, that's about the Shtana Watzvoim. Whether meat and fish, which in the time of the Gemara was dangerous, is it still dangerous? There's a lot of Minhagim to be Machmir, but Mikra Din, the Mogan Ramas and the Shtana Watzvoim. That's not a discussion right now. Okay? Dalid and Shach. Afgad will come on, Reish Simon Kuf Ches. Im Solu Bosuk Sheri and Bosu Nevela. Batana Recha. I feel the Kotta. Mutu Bidi Evet, Hocha. Look at Chuf Ches by Reicha, the same thing, Rabosai. He's saying over here there's only a Chuf by Alma, the Chatchila. Don't need it with the opposite bin. Okay? Fani Mili Betanu Koto. Avo Betanu Godol, Rabosai. Betanu Godol. Hamachzik Shneim Asar Esronim. Whoa, what's Esronim? You say it all the time, don't you? Every Shabbos you say it for sure. Shnei Esronos, we said Musa Shmon Esri. What's an Esoro? A tenth of what? Eifa. What? Eifa. Vasiris ho'eifa solos l'mincha. What's an Eifa? Did I put on the bullet? Asklav Gudu, did we mention that last year? 2 years ago? 3 years ago? Asklav Gudu. It's important mnemonic. Eifa saw kav lug beitza. The ratio between them is Gudu. 3, 6, 4, 6. I think on an Eifa it's 432 eggs, and an Asiris Eifa is 43.2 eggs. It's the shear of what? Chala. Shear chala. It's 43.2 eggs. Keep that in mind. So Shneim Esar Esronim. Sure enough, the Shach says in Hey, Kol Yisroanu Shear Chala, Arbo Mesholosh Beitzah Mechomosh Beitzah. So 12 of those. Woo! What's 12 times 43.2? You have your watch calculators. I don't know what it is. It's obviously going to be somewhere around 500 and something. Below 500s. That's my arithmetic. So it has that many Esronim. Again, that many eggs, I should say. Upiv pasuach mutter. And look in Kuf Ches case and know again. So if the Pischei Tshuva here, we'll end with this because we're out of time. It's Sifkot and Zion. It's on the Makoros here. I am a Tshuva Siyada Liyo. Ein Sorach Sheb Karki Yisro Shal Tana Machza Kol Kach. Ela She Kol Chalala Tana Machza Kol Kach. As long as the full three-dimensional volume of the pot can hold that many eggs, what do you say, 500 eggs worth, then it's going to be okay. But the Prima Godim says, no. Be'inon she'karkoi satanur machzik yudbeis astronim mipas ovo tefach. We only allow a one tefach up, and then across, that has to be 432 eggs. That's a pretty big oven. If you don't count the height, more than a tefach up. So we have to discuss some of these things tomorrow, but primarily tomorrow should be about kashering ovens in Siv Beis. Believe that.